local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Say good afternoon. Welcome into a Monday, start of the Super Bowl week here on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you for the next 47 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today on a very, very busy Monday. Austin, good to see you today after a couple of days of taking care of my health.
Right. Yeah, and I'm glad you're doing better. You sound better.
I am back, and for one day and one day only, Sexy Voice Joe is back.
Is that what this is?
This is Sexy Voice Joe, yes. Now, last time I was sick and actually lost my voice, my sexy voice was a preamble to that. This time it is the closing ceremony, so I expect to be normal voice Joe for tomorrow.
Well, but I don't mean to give you too big of an ego stroker.
You would never
here,
do that.
But your voice sounds the same as it always does.
Does it?
I guess you're always sexy.
It feels a little lower to me today, but
maybe a little.
Ladies, you can get your pre-recorded Valentine's greetings for a limited time. We'll do that later. Busy, as we said here, right before our first check of the roads and weather, today's top three stories. The U.S. continues to launch strikes against Iran-backed groups in the Middle East.
We currently assess that we had good effects and that the strikes destroyed or functionally damaged more than 80 targets at the 7 facilities.
American forces hit 4 anti-ship missiles and a land attack cruise missile in Yemen that were getting set to target ships in the Red Sea. Major General Pat Ryder also says the strikes likely resulted in casualties. This comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken is traveling to the Middle East to push for a humanitarian pause in the fighting. Republicans lining up in opposition of the Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid package unveiled over the weekend. Both Florida Senators Rick Scott and Marco Rubio already saying no. The bill comes with a price tag of roughly $118 billion, providing aid to Israel and Ukraine. Roughly $20 billion would be earmarked to securing the border. House Speaker Mike Johnson, so says the bill does not come close to ending the border catastrophe, and it is dead on arrival in the House. And King Charles diagnosed with cancer today.
Doctors are advising him not to appear in the public eye and to postpone his public duties until after treatment. It's unclear when that treatment will be completed.
And Buckingham Palace not revealing the type of cancer or the prognosis, but did say the king began regular treatments today. It is not believed to be related to his prostate procedure a couple weeks ago, the palace adding that he will pause his public events but remains head of state. Those are our top three stories today on a Monday, our first check of the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we have a couple of accident reports that we need to touch on. For starters, if you are on Mobile Highway just beyond the intersection with West Fairfield Drive, we had an accident there. Still some minor backups in that area, nothing too severe. So if you're dealing with issues over there, it hopefully shouldn't hold you up too long. But where you're going to experience the most issues is if you are on Navarre Parkway and you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87 coming from the Windhaven Beach area. You are going to be heavily backed up over there. There's a ton of traffic caused by that backup there. Pine Forest Road.
Slowly. So I thought you were done.
I'm sorry. No, I kind of trailed
off. 2 days, and yeah, I know.
Yeah, I kind of trailed off there, so that was kind of my bad. But no, the other areas, North Davis Highway, Pine Forest Road, they've got some minor congestion as well. Same thing with Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River, but it's nothing too severe at this time.
Yeah, well, you leave for 2 days, and your mojo's all thrown off, and the synchronization and everything.
Skies overnight will slowly be clearing up, and the rain is out, so it's moved out. We'll be dry for the next several days. Overnight lows will be in the 40s, and for the next few days with sunshine, highs will be in the mid to low 60s. So it's going to be dry through the rest of this work and school week, but over the weekend, we again have a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 53 degrees now, 44 overnight tonight. Taking a look at local headlines, pretty cool coming up tomorrow as it appears NASA and SpaceX is planning for a splashdown off the coast of Pensacola tomorrow. according to the PNJ, as well as Studio 850, who I believe was first to report that the FAA issuing a notice to pilots that would restrict airspace in the Gulf from about 5:10 to 5:40 tomorrow afternoon. The restriction covers a 9-mile area about 30 miles offshore. So the splashdown was originally planned for the East Coast, but weather conditions unfavorable there, so prompting the change. So it looks like SpaceX will be splashing down about 30 miles offshore tomorrow afternoon. The SpaceX Dragon and its all-European crew will undock from the International Space Station shortly after 8 a.m. our time in preparation for reentry. And total reentry and preparation should take about 9 hours. So, you know, sometime during the 5 o'clock hour is when we can expect that. So that's pretty cool there. FHP says one student transported to a local hospital this morning following an accident involving two school buses. That happened on Navarre Parkway at Highway 98 at about 8 this morning. Troopers say one of the buses was turning right onto 98. Bus driver failed to observe the other bus approaching. One of the bus was occupied by 24 students, and one student was taken with possible injuries. Did not appear to be the case, though, so that is certainly good news. Santa Rosa County leaders today discussing the perhaps beginning of a process that could see the county becoming the new home of Florida's largest American flag. The idea was proposed by District 3 Commissioner James Calkins.
If it was big enough, you'd be able to see it in so many different places in Milton that it would just, it would be, you know, with what's going on in the United States of America right now, it would just be amazing and a deep sense of pride to show that Santa Rosa County supports the USA. We support our military.
And under the idea, the flag would be housed at the administrative complex, although that's not set in stone. Between now and Thursday's meeting, county staff will work up to come up with some estimates on the cost and kind of hone in on what exactly they would be looking at as far as size goes. Commission Chairman Sam Parker suggested the cost come through the county's tourism tax dollars and tying the flag to the county's tourism marketing efforts. So pretty interesting story there. 420, we'll take our first break this hour. Back with state and national headlines on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Join Great Southern Restaurant Group, the home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Valentine's Day, Pensacon, and other fun things you don't want to miss. That's all Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit before 4:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we had a couple of accident reports worth covering. One was on Mobile Highway. That's not causing many issues at this time. It's very minor. Same thing with, we don't have any accident reports outside of Pensacola beyond that one, but we do have some issues on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive. Also, if you are traveling, what road is this here? If you are traveling southbound on a Blue Angel Parkway towards the intersection with Dog Track Road, we've got some heavy backups in that area. Where you're going to see the other accident report, and this one's really severe, is if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, going through the Windhaven Beach area, we've got a, if you're traveling towards Highway 87, that is, we've got a lot of backups there that basically reaches past the Windhaven Beach area. So if you're anywhere near there, look out for that. Outside of that, let's see, there does not appear to be much to report on. Caroline Street and Payson Milton's looking good as well. So if you're dealing with some issues, they shouldn't hold you up for too long.
The skies will slowly clear up as we head through the overnight hours, and over the next couple of days, we've got sunshine in the forecast. Overnight, lows will drop down into the 40s. Next few days, highs will mainly be in the mid to low 60s. Dry for the rest of this work and school week, but again, over the weekend, we've got a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Taking a look at Florida headlines today. Parts of Duval County are cleaning up after an apparent tornado swept through the area. Video shows the suspected tornado touching near Cecil Airport, southwest of Jacksonville. Damage was reported to properties. Dozens of homes lost power as well. National Weather Service survey team was in the area to determine the extent of the damage.
And Governor Ron DeSantis is showing his support for legislation focusing on homelessness throughout Florida. A proposed bill would prohibit people from camping on public streets or sidewalks. It would also provide funding for substance abuse and mental health services, as well as additional support for shelters. During his speech, DeSantis had a sign on the podium that read, "Don't allow Florida to become San Francisco," citing their rising homelessness and crime rates.
And DeSantis also announcing Florida will be deploying the Highway Patrol and Florida Department of Law Enforcement to Miami Beach ahead of spring break season kicking off next month.
I've told the mayor proactively the state will provide resources that the city here needs to be able to ensure that spring break does not turn into some melee.
And says it's not fair to the residents or business owners who have to deal with the issues year after year.
And the University of Florida has released its shark bite statistics for 2023. According to Joe Miguez at UF's International Shark Attack File, there were 69 unprovoked shark attacks worldwide. 16 were in Florida waters.
When you have a lot of surfers in an area of high surfing activity, a lot of waves and a lot of small fishes, you know, you have a greater opportunity to probably encounter a shark in those areas.
8 were in Volusia County, which lived up to its name as the shark attack capital of the world.
Also, Miami's Hard Rock Stadium will be hosting 7 World Cup matches in 2026, including a quarterfinal as well as the third place match. A Boston Consulting Group study found that host cities at the World Cup can expect a net economic impact between $90 million and nearly $500 million. So good news if you're a soccer fan like I am there. Mm. National headlines, authorities in Chile say at least 112 people killed by wildfires raging in the South American country There are over 160 active fires burning throughout the country. Most of those are under control, but firefighters are still working to contain around 40 as of today.
And jury deliberations began today in Michigan in the involuntary manslaughter trial of Jennifer Crumbly. She's the mother of Ethan Crumbly, who shot and killed four classmates and injured seven others at the Oxford High School shooting back in November of 2021. He's now serving life in prison without parole. Jennifer and her husband James were both charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter as prosecutors say they ignored the signs their son was having mental health struggles.
A dangerous storm continues to Dallas, Los Angeles. Mayor Karen Bass urging residents to stay home if they can.
This morning I have signed a declaration of a local emergency which will help our response and ensure that the city has the required resources to respond to this storm now, but also in the recovery period.
She says downtown LA saw its wettest day in nearly 20 years. More than 14 million people are under high risk of excessive rainfall, and forecasters say the system has slowed down, which is giving it time to draw immense moisture.
And former President Trump says it will be a little while before he selects a running mate, but he did mention some names who are and aren't under consideration. He was on Fox Sunday Morning Futures, and Trump said that he talks to everybody and he has a lot of good people in mind. He singled out South Carolina Senator and former GOP presidential candidate Tim Scott and said he also likes South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem.
I think it'll be Noem. That's just my belief right now. Mm. The Supreme Court scheduled to hear arguments on Thursday about whether Trump should be removed from Colorado's primary ballot, a case which will obviously have implications for other similar efforts around the country. The argument to keep Trump off the ballot is that he violated the Constitution by committing insurrection on January 6, 2021. Just joining us right before the Fox News update, quick recap of our top three stories today. The U.S. continuing to launch strikes against Iran-backed groups in the Middle East in response to the three American soldiers who lost their lives in the drone strike last week. Republicans lining up in opposition to the bipartisan border security and foreign aid package that was unveiled over the weekend. House Speaker Mike Johnson says if it gets out of the Senate, don't worry about it. It's dead on arrival in the House. King Charles today. Diagnosed with cancer.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. King Charles III has been diagnosed with cancer. Buckingham Palace making the announcement today.
The palace is positive about this still serious condition, saying that the king is grateful for the swift intervention and he is wholly positive about his treatment. All of this concerning enough, though, before that announcement was made, the king spoke personally with his two sons, Princes William and Harry, and three siblings, Princess Anne and Princess Andrew and Edward.
Fox's Greg Palcott in London. Relentless rains continue to drench California. Los Angeles had one of its wettest days on record Sunday. Mayor Karen Bass declaring a state of emergency today and warning residents to be ready.
If there is an evacuation order, LAPD will perform door-to-door evacuation notifications if needed.
Community of Bel Air reporting several mudslides. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A down day to open the new week on Wall Street with interest rate concerns back on investors' minds. The Dow Industrials lost 274 points, the S&P 500 slipped 15, and the NASDAQ Composite fell 31. Another big deal in the pharmaceutical world. Novo Nordisk says it'll buy drug maker Catalent for $16.5 billion in cash. As part of the deal, the Wegovy manufacturer will acquire three Catalent fill-finish sites with hopes of meeting the strong demand for its popular weight loss drug. Shares of Catalent soared 9.75% on the news, while those of Novo rose 4%. Thanks to performances by several high-profile artists, last night's 66th Annual Grammy Awards pulled in 16.9 million viewers, a sharp 34% jump from last year's telecast. Highlights included Luke Combs duetting with Tracy Chapman on her hit Fast Car that he recently covered, Joni Mitchell's first-ever Grammys performance, and Billy Joel performing a brand new song. That's Your Money Now.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Mosel with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333. Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Mosel with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
This is Zach Yelba, the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Angie. Angie makes it easier than ever to get your home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. Baker Mayfield won the MVP of the confusing and irrelevant Pro Bowl. Baker also is a finalist for the Comeback Player of the Year award and doesn't have a contract for next season. It feels like he should stay in Tampa Bay, but if not, the Vikings, Raiders, Steelers, and Falcons should all pursue him as their QB1 for next season. I'm Zach Yelba.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Had an accident report on Navarre Parkway that is still giving us a ton of trouble. In fact, looking at it right now, it has gotten even worse. It was going to have you backed up if you were traveling westbound towards Highway 87. It's going to have you backed up just a little bit past the Wind Haven Beach area. Now it's got you backed up well past that, basically halfway between Wind Haven Beach and Mary Esther. So it is still heavily, heavily congested at this time. If you're in that area or traveling towards it, I would not expect it to dial it back anytime soon. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some backups developing in that area. The intersection of North Davis Highway and Olive Road could be looking better as well. Also, Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, we've got some issues there still. And same can be said about traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards the intersection with Dog Track Road. Beyond that, the only other spot you're going to see some issues is maybe on a Caroline Street here and there, particularly if you are traveling westbound towards East Spencerfield Road.
The skies will slowly clear up as we head through the overnight hours, and over the next couple of days, we've got sunshine in the forecast. Overnight, lows will drop down into the 40s. Next few days, highs will mainly be in the mid to low 60s. Dry for the rest of this work and school week, but again, over the weekend, we've got a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. We are sitting at 53 degrees right now, 44 the overnight low tonight. Sunshine Tuesday and Wednesday, highs back into the 60s. 439, listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Austin, anything major happening in sports this week?
Yes, we touched on it late last week about a 76ers star and reigning MVP Joel Embiid dealing with a pretty severe injury. Well, he's going to be undergoing surgery for it. It was a left meniscus injury. Mm. He is sure to miss an extended period of time. Those sources say that the door isn't closed on him returning at some point this season, and a more exact length of absence will be announced once the procedure has been performed. Not only that, but this weekend was a big one for both the NHL and the NFL. We'll start with hockey. On Friday night, Edmonton Oilers center Connor McDavid won the NHL skill competition, accompanied by a prize of $1 million. So congrats to McDavid there. Afterwards on Sunday, though, Team Matthews beat Team McDavid 7-4 in the NHL All-Star Final. Also in the NFL, we had the Pro Bowl skills competition late last week, but the Pro Bowl itself was on Sunday. The NFC beat the AFC 64-59 officially, and that means that Super Bowl week is officially here. Opening night kicks off on Monday in Las Vegas, where the San Francisco 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs will speak to the media. Players and coaches will make their only public appearance before taking the field on Sunday. And speaking of media headlines surrounding Niners and Chiefs, the father of Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes was arrested for alleged DWI, that's driving while intoxicated. It would be his third instance of that since 2018. Patrick Mahomes Sr. was arrested Saturday night in Tyler, Texas, about 100 miles east of Dallas. The judge is not imposing a travel ban on Mahomes, but he is banned from drinking alcohol.
Not a great start.
No.
You don't need the distraction there for Patrick, of course, heading into media night tonight.
Exactly. I try not to read too much into like DWIs or anything because, you know, it happens. The thing is, third since 2018, and yeah, this happens right before his son's Super Bowl appearance. That's indicative of a bigger
problem.
Not
a great look there, and it is amazing. I was texting with my buddies after I saw this, was just, you know, to have the greatest quarterback that we have seen come from and just be surrounded by so much chaos throughout his career that is not of his own making, but just the family that he has is pretty remarable.
Yeah. Before this year, because he's had his moments this year, but before this year, Patrick Mahomes, that's what I said about him. I've never seen someone so disliked, yet he himself is pretty likable guy. You know?
No, he has not had any missteps. I mean, if you've watched the Netflix, what is it, quarterback, with him and Kirk Cousins and Marcus Mariota, swears too much for my liking, but you know, whatever. But besides that, I mean, you get a sense of how good he is as a family man and just how hard he works at his craft and about being the best. Mm-hmm. Of course, the community involvement is all there and just everything. So for him to kind of emerge as this diamond in a sea of a cesspool of just
rough.
It's amazing. ACC basketball, we've got Louisville taking on NC State, 6 o'clock ESPN2. Kansas State, Big 12, 8 o'clock on ESPN. I thought they had a big game over the weekend as well. Of course, Duke, North Carolina on Saturday. That looked pretty good as well. But college basketball starting to heat up. I mean, it's already February.
I know.
I mean, we're going to have conference tournaments in what, like a month from now?
Not even. I think it starts in like late February. So, yeah, it's getting pretty intense.
Health, business, and science notes today. Boeing will be taking a second look at 50 undelivered 737 MAX jets to fix some problems. Some of the planes were found to have misdrilled holes on their fuselages. The company said over the weekend the delay will affect its production schedule, but in the end will improve overall quality and stability.
And sales of Apple's virtual reality headset have been steady since it hit store shelves over the weekend. Experts say that this is the first generation of the Vision Pro, so expectations need to be tempered.
Be very careful when a company comes out with version one of anything. You may have to wait for a few versions before they perfect it, they get it lighter, and they certainly make it cheaper.
Tech blogger Michael Garfield says the $3,500 price tag is steep for most consumers. Apple is betting on the headset, promising more than 600 apps. Right now, some big ones are missing, including Netflix, Spotify, and YouTube.
Have you seen any videos of people wearing these things around?
No.
Yet? No.
Does it look ridiculous?
It looks ridiculous, yes. I mean, it's as best as I can say, it's a giant ski mask that is on their head, and they're just walking around and just looking. And I mean, I'm an Apple snob, and, you know, I think, you know, the price point for me, I never really gave it any serious consideration as to adding this to my Apple portfolio. It's hard for me to envision that we as a society will look like the way people are wearing their Apple Vision Pros right now, but,
right. You
know, who knows? I mean, the iPhone's less than 20 years old, and it's, I mean, the iPhone, the Apple Watch, I mean, it's everybody has one.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see if that doesn't translate to this thing here. But podcaster Joe Rogan has renewed his exclusive contract with Spotify. It's reportedly worth as much as $250 million. Spotify says that since the Joe Rogan Experience became exclusive in 2020, overall podcast consumption on Spotify has increased by 232%. So people listen to him. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. That's why when those smaller artists threatened to pull their music, Spotify didn't really care.
Yeah.
4:45, another quick check of the roads and weather here. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards I-10, just past Wild Lake Boulevard, we've got some backups developing there. Just going to have you backed up a good ways. Hopefully that will die down soon. Also, let's see here. If you are traveling northbound on North Davis Highway towards the intersection with East Anderson Street, we've got some backups developing in that area as well. Same can be said about West Tahar Drive with North Palafox Street. We've got some minor issues in those areas. Hopefully nothing too severe. You're also going to see some issues if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Oriole Beach. If you are traveling, on Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, got some issues in that area still. Navarre Parkway is where you're going to see the most issues because that is, as I said before, that is nowhere near dying down. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway through Windhaven Beach towards Highway 87, you're basically going to be backed up halfway between Windhaven Beach and Mary Esther. So it's looking quite severe at this time. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be anything that's going to hold you up for particularly long.
Skies overnight will slowly be clearing up, and the rain is out, so it's moved out and will be dry for the next several days. Overnight lows will be in the 40s, and for the next few days with sunshine, highs will be in the mid to low 60s. So it's going to be dry through the rest of this work and school week, but over the weekend, we again have a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Right now, 53 degrees. A texter says, Back to the Future's future pretty much depicted the Apple headset look.
Really?
I don't know if that's in the second or the third movie, so don't spoil anything for me.
I don't know.
But, after not this past weekend, but 2 weekends ago, watched Back to the Future for the first time. I haven't seen the second or the third one yet, but look forward to seeing that. Netflix, important update here for Netflix consumers in Florida. You will be charged an additional 7.44% state service tax starting this month. That'll be starting February 15th. It appears that up until now, Netflix has been absorbing that cost, but it will now pass it on to Florida subscribers. So
that's great.
Yeah.
An agreement has been reached between an engineering firm and residents of Flint, Michigan, who filed a class action lawsuit against a company. Veolia, or whatever, North America, has agreed to pay $25 million before a trial was to begin. The company consulted city officials on the quality of the water after the switch was made to the Flint River. They recommended the city use corrosion control to prevent lead from getting into the water. However, plaintiffs said that the company failed to warn of corroding water pipes, which they claim extended the contamination.
4:48, listening to Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Pop culture notes, of course, heavy focus on the Grammys last night. Police are revealing why rapper Killer Mike was escorted out of the Grammys in handcuffs after he won three awards. Well, he was accused of knocking down a security guard at the event and was booked for misdemeanor battery. Killer Mike won three Grammys during the pre-televised portion for Best Rap Album, Best Rap Song, and Best Rap Performance.
And Taylor Swift. You can't bring up the Grammys without talking about Taylor Swift. She made history with her fourth album of the year win for Midnights. She used her victory speech to announce a new album coming this year called The Tortured Poets Department. No word if Travis Kelce is featured. Aw, bummer. Miley Cyrus nabbed her first ever Grammy Award for Record of the Year and Best Pop Solo Performance for her hit single Flowers.
Yeah, a couple of country notes as well. Lainey Wilson won the Best Country Album Award.
Thank you so much to my collaborators, Jay Joyce, Jason, the co-writers, the musicians, anybody who had anything to do with this record. It has truly changed my life.
Louisiana native there scooped up the win for her album Bell Bottom Country. Same album also won the Country Music Awards and Academy of Country Music Awards, too.
My goodness. And Tracy Chapman's Fast Car is continuing its renaissance after last night's Grammys.
Yeah. Saw that yesterday as I was perusing through the TikToks.
Right, yeah. She joined country star Luke Combs for a very rare public appearance, and the two received standing ovations. Her version shot up to number one on the iTunes Top Songs chart following the duet.
Yeah, very cool there. All right, 4:50, we will let Tracy and Luke serenade us as we go to our final break this hour. Back with wacky stories and good news when we return.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors.
people of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked to Sheriff Bob Johnson on his way to Tallahassee to advocate for a bill that would let a cop, when he pulls you over, if you have signed up for the service, see that somebody in the car might have special needs, like be autistic or be deaf, for example. Very interesting bill. Also, talk with Ryan Jenkins, our farmer in Jay, Florida, about how farmers are choosing to grow peanuts this year and not any cotton, and the logistics of that very difficult decision. Find the podcast at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 4:55 here, we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Starting with North Davis Highway, if you are traveling northbound towards the intersection with East Tahar Drive, wait, is this North Davis? Yeah, North Davis Highway. If you're traveling northbound towards the intersection with East Tahar Drive, we've got some backups in that area still that you might want to look out for. Also, this three-way intersection here with Tahar Drive, West Fairfield Drive, and North Palafox Street. If you are in that general area, we've got some backups near there as well. Traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some minor issues there. We've got some a bit more severe. If you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10 West, let's see, you're going to experience the most issues if you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway through the Oriole Beach area closer to Tiger Point. If you're traveling that direction, we've got some issues there that are going to hold you up for a bit, but the most issues are on Navarre Parkway. If you are traveling westbound trying to get from Mary Esther through Windhaven Beach towards Highway 87, that long stretch of road there, you're going to have a lot of backups due to some previously reported traffic incidents.
All right, thank you. Weather right now, 53 degrees overnight tonight, partly cloudy, 44. We will clear out for some sunshine, a bit warmer temps as well. Should be around 65 tomorrow. Overnight, 44, clear skies, more sunshine Wednesday, 61. So that's a look ahead to the midweek. 4:55, if you're just joining us here, just a quick recap of our top three stories today. The U.S. says they're still launching strikes against Iran-backed groups in the Middle East in retaliation to the deaths of three American soldiers in Jordan. Republicans lining up in opposition to the Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid package. Senators Rick Scott and Marco Rubio have already said they will vote no. If it does get out of the Senate, House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's dead on arrival in the House. And King Charles, diagnosed with cancer, the type of cancer or the prognosis has not been released by Buckingham Palace. Taking a look at some wacky stories, this one made me LOL. the joke literally writes itself.
Chicago became the largest U.S. city to call for a ceasefire in Gaza, and in return, Gaza called for a ceasefire in Chicago.
Of course, SNL's Michael Che, the city council last week passed the resolution. Mayor Brandon Johnson cast the tie-breaking vote following heated debates. Yeah, that's self-awareness. That's a thing.
Yeah. And just a few weeks ago, a radio station in Oklahoma went off the air after thieves cut down a broadcast tower just to get about $100 worth of copper from the cables. I remember that. Now this, on Friday, a station in Alabama announced that someone had stolen the entire 200-foot steel tower. A building was also vandalized, and every piece of equipment inside was stolen out of it, too. What?
I have no idea how that happens where somebody doesn't see that somebody's dragging a 200-foot radio tower down the street and be suspicious. So
I know. I don't know how you do that.
I don't know. A young guy near San Bernardino, California, was at a public park the other day and needed to use the bathroom. The men's room was full, so he figured he'd just pull a Michael Scott and just go to the ladies' room real quick, which was empty at the time. Unfortunately for him, two women walked in right after, thought he was a perv, so they went back out and told somebody. That somebody was 33-year-old Rudy Vasquez, who waited outside with a gun. When the guy came out, Rudy shot him in the knee and pistol-whipped him. People in a nearby skate park knew the victim and confirmed, no, he's not a perv, he's well-liked, and he's just hanging around at the park a lot. Paramedics got him to a hospital. His injuries are not life-threatening. Rudy, though, is charged with attempted murder.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to be protective, you know, if you think there's some creep around. I get that, but that's a bit overboard. Yeah, Rudy,
ask first. And
yeah, I mean, really.
Second.
Yeah, yeah, Rudy, he's not built for the vigilante business. A bunch of current and former teachers at a middle school in Kentucky just hit the Powerball for $1 million.
I won!
Oh, my gosh, we've won. You're right. What did we win? She goes, Reynolds, I think we won $1 million. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
We work extra jobs to pay our bills. We work, you know, we just look for it at anywhere that we can get it. And it's amazing just to have a little bit of relief for a second, some breathing room.
And so it wasn't the monetary as much as it was the symbol behind us being family and us doing this together.
They'd been pooling their money and playing the same numbers for 14 years, and it finally paid off. There are 30 of them, so that's about $33,000 each, $24,000 after taxes.
Yeah. Somebody in Norway drove their Tesla into an ice-cold fjord, and it started sinking, unsurprisingly. Luckily, people there love saunas, and there just happened to be a floating sauna nearby.
Okay.
People in the sauna were able to rescue the driver wearing nothing except towels around their waist. And so I would imagine, you know, after they get in the cold water, thankfully they were nearby and have a place to get warm again. So,
yeah, that's actually miraculous.
Really, yeah. All right, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We're back in about 10 minutes for another rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola Right Now.